At the rate the world is building and consuming smartphones, we're going to have 4.5 billion such devices connecting people worldwide. Mobile communications can only improve the quality of life for most, particularly in those parts of the world where paved roads and crowded airports are things left to the imagination. This is incredibly exciting for all of us who are interested in progress in general. It is not just a question of economic betterment. Technological forces today, in the form of social networks such as Facebook and Twitter, are offering a chance at overnight democratization, a leveling of entrenched power in some of the most authoritarian states on record. These software application networks are giving new constituencies a voice. They will continue to destabilize many traditional institutions, as we have seen in the remarkable Arab Spring uprisings. Let there be no doubt, these same mobile networks and social networks will fundamentally impact politics in Europe, the United States, the Middle East, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. These are forces that combine to form the mobile wave, a surging tidal force bearing down on corporations, governments, universities, nonprofits, and nearly every facet of society. These fundamental forces can either be harnessed for good or bad. As a founder and CEO of a large